My Life Today, October 24. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in my life. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. A knowledge of this mystery furnishes a key to every other. It opens to the soul the treasures of the universe, the possibilities of infinite development. And this development is gained through the constant unfolding to us of the character of God, the glory and the mystery of the written word. If it were possible for us to attain to a full understanding of God and his word, there would be for us no further discovery of truth, no greater knowledge, no further development. God would cease to be supreme, and man would cease to advance. Thank God it is not so. Since God is infinite, and in him are all the treasures of wisdom, we may to all eternity be ever searching, ever learning, yet never exhaust the riches of his wisdom, his goodness, or his power. Let the seeker for the salvation of God possess the same energy and earnestness that he would have for worldly treasure, and the object would be gained. All who are made partakers of his salvation here, and who hope to share the glories of the kingdom hereafter, must gather with Christ. Each must feel that he is responsible for his own case. If these maintain their Christian walk, Jesus will be in them the hope of glory, and they will love to speak forth his praise that they may be refreshed. The cause of their master will be near and dear to them. Every Christian must go on from strength to strength and employ all his powers in the cause of God. The life of the true believer reveals an indwelling Savior. His whole life is a testimony to the power of the grace of Christ.